Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. What a blessing it is to see all of you here this morning. We're going to be studying Daniel chapters 7 and 8. The exciting thing about it is it's end times prophecy. You know, our Creator is so awesome. He knows the beginning from the end. You know, He is a God that's out of time, you know, and it's so amazing that He can reveal this to Daniel back in biblical times, during the Old Testament times. Over 2,000 years ago, He revealed this to Daniel. So that's a long time back, everybody. And to just see what's the visions that are going to be coming through today is really amazing. The visions that Daniel has of end times prophecy. Shall we get started this morning? Open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for allowing me to share with everybody from Your word, Father, Daniel 7 and 8. It's a real blessing to be able to do this. Bless everybody here in the coffee shop, Father. Be with us all and open our ears so we can all learn from this study of Yours. For it's in Christ's name we pray. As we get started in Daniel chapter 7, I'll be reading from the New King James Version. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions while he was on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision by night and beheld the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. The four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And suddenly another beast, a second, like a bear, it was raised up on one side and had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, arise, devour much flesh. After this, I looked, and there was another like a leopard, which had on its back 4 wings of a bird. The beast also had 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a 4th beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one coming up among them, before whom 3 of the 1st horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking promptuous words. I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair on his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was sealed. The books were opened. I watched then because the sound of the presumptuous words which the horn was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As for the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I was watching in the night visions and beheld one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Those great beasts, which are four, or four kings, which will arise out of the earth, but the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. Then I wished to know the truth about the four beasts, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, with its teeth of iron and its nails of bronze, which devoured broken pieces and trampled the residue with his feet. Then the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up before which three fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke presumptuous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the four beasts shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms. They shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and the others shall arise after them. He shall be different from the first ones, and he shall subdue three kings. He shall speak presumptuous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. This is the end of the account. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed, but I kept matter in my heart. Let's continue on next, Daniel chapter 8. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. I saw the vision, and it so happened while I was looking that I was in Shushan, the citadel, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in the vision that I was by the river Ulai. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there standing beside the river was a ram which had two horns. And two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. Then I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no animal could withstand him, nor was there any that could deliver from his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, suddenly a male goat came from the west, across the surface of the whole earth, without touching the ground. The goat had a notable horn between its eyes. Then he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing beside the river, and ran to him with furious power. Then I saw him confronting the ram, He was moved with rage against him, attacked the ram, and broke his two horns. There was no power in the ram to withstand him, but he cast him down to the ground and trampled him, and there was no one that could deliver the ram from his hand. Therefore, the male goat grew very great, but when he became strong, a large horn was broken, and in place of it, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven. And out of the one, there came a little horn, which grew exceedingly great towards the south, toward the east, and toward the glorious land. And it grew up to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and some of the stars to the ground and trampled them. He even exalted himself as high as the prince of the host. And by him, the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down because of the transgressions. An army was given over to the horn to oppose the daily sacrifices and cast truth down to the ground. He did all this and prospered. Then I heard the Holy One speaking to another Holy One, said to the certain one who was speaking, "How long will their vision be concerning the daily sacrifices and the transgression of the desolation, the giving of both the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot?" And he said to me, "For 2,300 days, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed." Then it happened, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and was speaking the meaning, then suddenly there stood before me one having the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai, who called and said, "Gabriel, make this man understand the vision." So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face. But he said to me, "Understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end." Now, as he was speaking to me, while I was in a deep sleep with my face on to the ground, but he touched me and stood me upright and said, "Look, I am making known to you what shall happen in the latter time of the indignation, for at the appointed time the end shall be. The ram which you saw having the two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia, and the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between the eyes of the first king, as for the broken horn and the four that stood up in its place, four kings shall rise out of that nation, but not with its power. In the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise, having fierce features, who understands sinister schemes. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully, shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people through his cunning. He shall cause deceit and prosper under his rule. He shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes. But he shall be broken without human means. And the vision of the evening mornings, which was told, is true. Therefore, seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick for days. Afterward, I arose and went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it. You know, we serve a powerful and mighty king, a mighty Lord. You know, he is revealed to us, like I said, over 2,000 years ago in the book of Daniel, what's going to happen in the end times. You know, it talks about the same visions in Revelations. So, you know, we ought to be Christians studying his word learning about what God has in store for us, and thanking Him every day for giving us the powerful, holy Bible that He does. You know, we ought to get up and read His Word every morning, you know, or evening, or whenever we get the time. A chapter a day is all it takes. You know, there's many Bible studies out there you can get involved in, but it's an awesome thing to do, my friends. Awesome thing to do. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to study in Daniel chapter 7 and 8 and to learn from your powerful word. Bless all the people here in the coffee shop. Thank you so much again, and especially for your death on the cross for us all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.